Little girls dream of a place where they feel safe, someone to love them unconditionally. They dream of a life filled with hope, promise, and children to share in their love. But they soon find out that life is truly not a fairy tale. The story of the first wife is one of hope, truth, love, one that builds up and tears down, one that tests you. But in this unique story, it is one that can also set you up for success, no matter the journey. You see, it's all about the bigger picture. It's about a marriage created in heaven. This is the only one worth pursuing. This is the story of the first wife. Through my eyes, I saw a blank canvas each day. A new day gave me a chance to reinvent myself, to reveal why I'm me. It didn't matter if anyone heard or said anything, which in my case, very few people ever did. I wanted to follow my dreams clear across the sky, up and away, soothing my emptiness, the place where no one could reach. I found the opposite sex intriguing. They liked me. Someone liked me. So I thought, truth is, they liked my curves, my backside, my large breasts. I had innocence written all over my face. I was fresh meat, waiting to be put on the grill in a rush, with no tender care, no love at all. Only to crush my self-esteem by testing the waters in the still of the night. This was my reality. My hopes were shattered by rejection. I wasn't enough. Pretty began to hurt. Pretty became so ugly to me, so I stopped feeling pretty. How can I find my way? Who am I? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to look like? Would my intellect bring me the finest catch, or a terrible mismatch? Alas, the offer to be one, the marriage offer, that is. It was actually a time sealed with questions, fear, doubt, anxiety, and the will to erase my painful past. Marriage seemed to be the answer. Or was it? Year one barely yielded a smile, along with the stress of teenage parenting and newlywed hopes and fears. Did we do the right thing? If only I had an answer. Maybe the pain to come would be more bearable. I was ready to have a family. I cried and cried through the disappointment of being lied to, betrayed, left to raise a child alone. My firstborn at that. Oh, the shame I felt for my son. At first glance, he just stared back at me with still eyes full of promise. What have I done? Will I be a good mother? How can I fix this? I guess I can find him another daddy. I just want someone to take care of us. Was it too much to ask? Who will love a neglected soul? An abandoned baby boy? I found him in 90 days. Told you I can find us a happy home, baby boy. He seems so nice, though. His sisters were much older than me. They could be my mothers. They have children of their own, my age. Did I mention he could cook? He was so attentive. He wouldn't hurt a fly, it seemed. But oh, he had other lady friends too. Was he still with one of them? Any of them? I thought. Those letters in his man cave told a story. He was just like me, a wanderer. In a few months, we were with child. Then the engagement came. Rings were bought. Dress and suit in hand. Invitations sent out. Wedding bells rung out. Our baby's first cry. Then I began to cry. Why am I not happy? Responsibility set in. We saw less and less of one another. Work became the priority. The house being built got more attention. And I was now on the back burner. Baby and all. Am I imagining things? How did we get here? Why didn't I see this coming? Help! Where do I go from here? I've sacrificed. I tried to give us a better life. What did I miss? Maybe my intentions were one-sided, selfish even. I thought out of the box, but all you reminded me of was what everyone thought, said, and did. What did you do? What did we do? I know what I think. You didn't believe in my dreams, only in the ability to make yours better. And then it all got away. So we're here. It's time to start over. New life, new way of thinking, no more us. It's just me and mine's now. I now have to work solo, even harder. Not that I didn't before. I wanted a real family. The love, kind gestures, sentimental convos, bonding, working together. It was supposed to be like I planned. I just can't give up on love. My children depend on me, so I keep going. In time, I realized I was a source of love for my children, and that kept me going. Adjusting is like expanding air and giving yourself a fighting chance at life so that you can recover after a loss. I was your wife. I accepted you, your family, your friends, your coworkers, but you never accepted me and mine. My child was mine, as your mother reminded me. When we had our son, your first son, your only son, I thought we'd be closer. But you only cared about building your house, your work, and what everybody else thought. You were so into appearances. All I wanted was a family. Was I that blind? That gullible? Why didn't I see the red flags? The writing on the wall? How could I allow someone to steal my voice? I was alone, and it was obvious. Then, when I sought comfort elsewhere, you painted me like a scarlet, a poisonous vector, when all I needed was love. Why are you so evil, so cold? You just sat there and waited for me to fail. You always knew what you wanted, but I didn't get the chance to find out what I wanted. Looking back, you always seemed so sure. I just wanted a happy family. Dare I say, I didn't know what happiness was back then. I was trying to find it on my own. What is happiness? I thought I could find it in a man. Being married was supposed to make me happy, or so I thought. I became so tired, sickened by the thought of someone who I trusted to at least be honest and open, do right by me and my children. I confronted you. All you ever did was talk behind my back. I know I was unfaithful. I hurt you. I hurt me. I hurt our children. I was lost and falling apart each day. You were so cold. You slandered my name, but I didn't say a word. I kept my peace the entire time until I heard you lie. Are you even human? What kind of a man are you? I called you and you came to face me. But when I asked you why you hated me, all you said was, "I'm not jealous of you." What? Jealous of me? Why would you be jealous of me? Because I loved my children? Because I was honest with them? Was it because I told them everything? The good, the bad, and the ugly? How can you be jealous of that? Shouldn't you want to do that too? You just sat there. You waited until we left. And then one day, years later, while on the phone with my son, our son, you declared your hate for me. Why are you sick with hatred? All I can do now is pity you. My heart is filled with grief, only to realize that the vision was correct. You are not in our circle of love. I was weak, naive, lost even, unsure about the future, insecure in love, but never once wholehearted. In fact, I loved harder. I expressed my anger, bitterness, and even fatigue. But I never wavered in doing things to put me and my children ahead, even if it meant holding my tongue while facing evil head on, and certainly exposing the ills harbored in the minds of the prideful and scornful. I'm so alarmed that the people who were once with me are no longer here. Didn't I deserve support, mercy, understanding? Wasn't I supposed to grow? Aren't we all supposed to grow? This path and journey to my higher self, A place where I feel loved. It's a place where I can clearly see my purpose and the vision to achieve all of my dreams. I'm finally here. It's quieter than I expected. Where are the cheerleaders? The mentors, support network? Where is the village? Now, it's just God and me. I'm safe now. I can finally be me. I'm free. Peace, be still. I have learned over time that my sanity is my responsibility and worth protecting. So I had to move on. But how? How do you forget the disappointments, suffering, hate, slander, and betrayal? How can you not feel? Do I want to live? I asked. Yes. So I had to face my pain, my fears, an uncertain future with faith. I chose to follow my heart, to live, to love, to hope, to smile. I chose to forgive my enemies, my long last loves. They're in a museum now. I pray for them. I still love them, but now at a distance. I have hope that never fails. I'm free. I am alive forevermore, all because I chose to forgive. If you haven't been tried, tested, have sacrificed, or worked hard for your family, and have been compelled to put God first over all things, even that same family, then you would not understand truly what it means to be a first wife.